We're in Simin Shin Yud Tes. We're up to Sif Tes Vav, and we'll be doing Tes Vav through Tes Zayin. Sif Tes Vav. Misanenes Shenosn Bochardel Lisanena. The way they prepare mustard is that they put the ground mustard seed into a strainer, so that only the mustard should drip out and the thicker part should remain behind. And they normally put an egg inside it as well. What happens is that the egg yolk sticks to the mustard and makes it gives it a very healthy look, whereas the white stays behind. Talking about a raw egg. So menasanene shenosn bachardo lesaneno. One of these strainers for mustard, where you put the mustard in beforehand. Mutar litein beitza, you're allowed to, that means Erev Shabbos, you put the mustard there and it's dripping. You're allowed on Shabbos, mutar litein la beitza, you're allowed to put an egg in there. Afal pi shachel mon yored lamato im achardel, vachel bo nisho lamala, even though you end up separating the egg, that the egg yolk is coming down, whereas the egg white is remaining behind. Now, the reason why it's mutar is because your kavana is not to separate an egg here. Your kavana is just to purify the mustard, which is something that you began doing before Shabbos anyway. What happens if you really want, you take an egg and you want to put it into some egg separator to separate the yolk from the white. So that would be usur. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are those who are matir because they say that egg white and egg yolk are really one min. You are allowed to take the yolk out by hand if you're going to use it, because that's considered taking ochel mitok pselos biyad. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says that to take the eggshell, and what you want to do is separate the white from the yolk, you're allowed to do it by way of pouring the egg from one eggshell to the other and allowing all the white to come out so that you can use the white if you're going to use the egg whites on Shabbos. Sif Tezayin. Mayim sheyesh bem toloim mutar lishtosam ayidei mapa b'Shabbos. This is the rush that we learned. Even though you're not allowed to filter water from bugs on Shabbos, what you're allowed to do is put the water in a cup. The cup has a cloth over it, and you drink through the cloth, so the bugs are left behind. The reason this is mutter is because this is on its way into your mouth. It's called a maisa achila, and not an act of borer. Delo shayich borer meshamer el b'metakan inyan kodem achilish oshtia. It's only if just before you eat it you do this. Only then is it called borer. Avlam b'shashti yamakev esapsolas, if as you're actually drinking, you're leaving back the psolas, shlo yikonis l'tok piv, ein zemein malacha u'mutter, then it's not called malacha altogether. Now, the problem is, what's with libun of the actual cloth? So we already saw that there's a day that if it's clean, there is no issa, but the Mishnah Berurah over there said that there was a makam to be machmir. So he says that then we would only be matur this in shar mashkin, not in water. And b'shas atchak, you can rely on even from mashkin. Also, we're not dealing with a large amount of water. Otherwise, we would be choshish that you're going to wring out this rag afterwards. Also, you should not use clothing. Like, you don't go and use your sleeve for a filter, because then you'll certainly want to squeeze it out. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz. If a fly falls into your glass on Shabbos, there's food there. So you're not allowed to just take out the fly. You have to take some of the liquid out with it. It's known that the Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason it's mutter is because you're taking the ochel and the psolis together. Even though what you're left with is ochel alone, but you're taking ochel and psolis together, so that's not considered brera. The Chazon Ish doesn't like it. He says that, what do you mean? You're spilling the whole thing away, so everything is going to become psolis. Even the water that's around the fly will be psolis. Says the Chazon Ish, the truth is that this was never a tarovis with anything else. With the rest of it, it was not a tarovis because it's a fly, it stands out. It was only a tarovis with the water that's around it, and if you're going to spill it out with the water that's around it, then it's mutter.